Just as she was jotting it down, Mrs. Thompson appeared on the other side of the hedge. "Hello there, Olivia. And hello to you too, Max," she greeted them warmly. "What brings you to this side of the garden?"
"We're solving a mystery, Mrs. Thompson. The mystery of the missing cookies," Olivia explained.
"A mystery, you say?" Mrs. Thompson's eyes twinkled. "Oh, how exciting. Well, if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know."
"We will. Thank you," Olivia said, waving as she and Max continued their search. Toby could tell from the scent that these weren't cat burglars. It was someone or something much more unexpected. The trail led him to Barkington Park. Toby followed the crumbs around trees, over benches, and by the pond, where he paused to admire the ducks. But a particular scent pulled him back to the task at hand. A blend of tuna and chocolate?
"What if we bake thin cakes and then roll the fondant around them?" Fred had suggested. "They could be cup snakes."
"But is that ooky or spooky?" Louisa had asked. "Not everyone is scared of snakes, you know. How about we make them vampire snakes?"
"What the heck is a vampire snake?" Fred had said.
Louisa had thrust out her front fangs. "Like vampire bats, except they're snakes. They've got big fangs in front, some speckled with diamonds, like a grill." Drake and Fred had rolled their eyes then, but somehow, after several test runs, the vampire cup snakes turned out really well. Daddy Panda stretched his arms wide and let out a contented yawn. As the forest came to life with the songs of birds and the rustling of leaves, Daddy Panda knew it was time for a new adventure with his little one.
"Rise and shine, sleepyhead,"
Daddy Panda called out with a chuckle. He gently nudged his child, who was still curled up in a cozy ball. The little panda blinked its eyes open, its black and white fur ruffled from a night of peaceful sleep.
"Morning, Daddy,"
the little panda exclaimed, its voice filled with excitement. Today was a special day. A day reserved for exploring, learning, and most importantly, spending quality time together. When the strand of luminescent beads reaches the top of the tree, its green glow bursts into an extraordinary rainbow of color that quickly swirls downward, heading toward the oak's exposed roots.
"Can you see her?"
Excitedly, Trudy pushes the bush lower to give her friend Adele a better look. Adele pulls her hand away from her mouth and anxiously whispers,
"I can't believe what I'm seeing."
The rainbow-colored band of light reaches the bottom of the tree and pushes itself into one of the oak tree's gnarled old roots, uncovering a small entryway. The woman of the oak looks toward the two girls hiding behind the bush and smiles a welcome. Her branches reach out to them and then point to the entryway.
"Get down!"
Trudy pushes hard on Adele's shoulder, and both girls hit the ground.